Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
But then you have a situation on our doorstep where we've got violent Islamist activity, terrorism happening on the border, north of that anyway, in Mozambique, and it barely gets any press. It's got to be very concerning for people like Willem Els, Senior Training Coordinator on Terrorism. Good morning. Does it bother you when you go through headlines and you see about, to read about some woman in Ontario, Canada, who travels 7,000 kilometers to meet a bloke and they get married, and you noting what's going on in Mozambique and the destabilization of the region?
Good morning to you. Yes, it is concerning. It's on our doorstep. It's not far away. We live in a global village nowadays, you know, with the internet and with transport and everything else, that it became so rapid. So it is concerning because, you know, the region of SADC is very much interlinked in terms of various ties, economic and other ties. So we've got Mozambican people living in South Africa from that area. We've got South Africans working there and living there. And yet the insurgency there and the violence, you know, it is not that much, that common in our press or in our society.
Why is that? I mean, do we not care, or does it just doesn't capture our image? Or would we rather not know, do you think?
I think it's maybe a combination of all of that, because it's not nice to be threatened, and sometimes if these things are getting closer to home, it's maybe human to try to cut yourself off from that and just to focus on other things. But we can't run away from that. It is very much prevalent here. It is very much part of the dynamics of the region, and it's affecting our brothers and sisters.
Where does this come from? Why Mozambique, of all places, to be a battleground for this type of a conflict?
You know, if we go back, and that also came out in our research that we did there, is that, on our continent, unfortunately so, most of our governments are prone to create conditions that are conducive for people to be radicalized, because people that are marginalized, people that are not happy, people that cannot have access, people that feel, like for instance in Mozambique, in that specific area, they refer to themselves as Cabo Esquecido. In Portuguese, that means the forgotten cave. Forgotten cave. They feel forgotten by the government down in Maputo. And of course, that then create conditions conducive for these radical elements to come and radicalize your people even further and then promote their radical agenda.
So it's, and how successful are they being? I mean, this has been going on for a long time.
That's correct. It's been going on for a long time. You know, even in the 90s, there was some dissent. And we saw that as far back as 2004, and in 2007 again, there were some pockets of resistance that started to pick up. But in 2017, the first major attack at the town of Musumbuada Praia occurred, where these people invaded the town and they killed a lot of people. And since then, you know, it's been escalating. They started to dominate in various of the districts in Cabo Delgado, and many of the districts became no-go areas for the government.
Does the funds, or do the funds that have now been allocated, should that make a significant difference to this war?
It will if it is administered correctly. You know, one of the major drivers that we identified in our recent paper is poor governance and bad governance, and how you govern your resources, how you govern the assets, how you govern in terms of service delivery, and all of those things. You know, Mozambique is one of the poorest countries in Africa, and if they do not optimize the resources that are available, of course they will not be able to meet the demand and also the expectations of the local population, and all of that contribute then if there is corruption that is rampant, but also poor governance where it comes to them. The people then get disengaged with the government. That's 1,500 miles away from them. And then they are very much open to be radicalized by these foreign elements as well.
So do you see this as being an ongoing conflict for years to come still?
Yes and no. It depends. If you look at the history in Africa, where we had similar situations, the recipe that is there is not really working. If you look at Somalia, if you look at the Sahel region, if you look at the Eastern DRC, the government responses and the international response is not necessarily maybe the right recipe. So Cabo Delgado now provides us with that opportunity to think out of the box and to come up with a strategy that will be able to address the situation. And that strategy is not really that difficult. We just should get, like when you're baking a cake, you need the right ingredients, but also you need the right proportion of everything, otherwise your cake is going to flop. Absolutely. So yeah, as well, you need a military response in order to stabilize. But in terms of the response of Africa, sometimes it's about 90 to 95% plus military response, and it's not working. We need the military to stabilize, but then we have to restore law and order, and then the government has come in and they have to start to address the grievances of the people.
Without managing it, it's not just a military, it's not just political, but it's also dealing with the social challenges of the people, because people who are vulnerable from a social perspective are much more vulnerable to being radicalized. Willem Els, we do need to leave it there. Senior Training Coordinator on Terrorism and Explosive, talking to us about the situation in Mozambique.